We have been speaking on the home, and tonight we address the role of women. And let me tell you about a woman on the history. You might have heard of her or not. Her name was Anna Maria Reeves Jarvis. I don't know if that song rings a bell or not, but she was from West Virginia. And this woman organized a club that she called Mother's Friendship Days, where families, broken families from the Civil War, were gathered together to be reconciled together. And then she founded these Mother's Friendship Days, this woman. And then throughout her life, this woman, she gave her life for this cause. And then she was a really good mother. She gave up her dreams of college so that she can stay home, take care of her husband, and work on this project. And then she also was a person who believed in the Bible. But then she died in 1905. And then her daughter, Anna, in order to honor the memory of her mother and the cause that she was after with these Mother's Friendship Days, she's the one who declared and instituted the first time what she called Mother's Day, in order to give honor to her mother. And Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 in Philadelphia and West Virginia, where she grew up and she later moved. Later, May 8, 1914, that's when the Congress declared the second Sunday of May as Mother's Day. And this all because of our daughter wanting to give honor to her mother. And then everybody wanted to give honor to their mothers on Mother's Day. But thinking about the father, we have a father also who requires. And because he's our father, he deserves all the honor we can give him. And not on the second Sunday, and not on a special day, but every day. Malachi, I'm going to read just a couple of verses from Malachi 1. Notice verse 6, and just only verse 6. A son honors his father. We have that example. Of course, a daughter will honor her mother, like we just saw in this example. And a servant his master. If then I'm the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, what is my reverence? I'm talking about the family, I'm talking about the Godhead. The father deserves the honor just because he's the father. The master deserves the honor because he's the master. The father of all deserves the honor because he's the father. And he's the master of all. In one occasion when they showing a coin to Jesus, and they say, should we give this to Caesar or not? He said, well, let me see, look at the description. I said, well, who is this on this coin? It's Caesar. Okay, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Well, then we forget the second part. But he said, took an opportunity to remind them of Malachi 1:6, give God what belongs to God. Give him honor as the father. Give him honor as the master. Keep him in mind. Give him the appropriate place. And sometimes we forget the appropriate place that God has in our lives. And maybe in the way we behave, the way we act, maybe the way we treat other people, or things we could have done that we did not do, we fail short from giving him the honor he deserves as father. So tonight, my invitation is, why don't you give him honor again, if you have stopped to do so? What a beautiful and best way to give him honor, by confessing his son, Jesus Christ, as one and only Savior. What a way to give him an honor, by repenting of things that offend him. That's what repentance is all about, to turn away from things that offend our Father. And then give him that honor by being washed away from your sins and in obedience by the waters of baptism, if you're not a Christian. Now, if you're a Christian and there's things you know yourself that you have done that don't give honor to God, please pray about it and repent about it and make things right before God. And if there's something you would like for us to pray publicly, maybe we know already, maybe we don't know, maybe you want to make it public, but you want to repent, that's the most important. Please do so while we stand and while we sing.